Good morning, everyone. My name is Chuki. Welcome, everybody, this morning. If there's anybody who's new, just want to go over a couple of quick things. If you have anything that might make noise, it'd be great if you could put it on silent or vibrate. In just a few moments, Geshe Gelug should be arriving. And when he comes in, we all stand. And some of us will make prostrations, the bowing that we do, out of respect for the teachings. Don't feel at all like you need to do that if that's something you're not familiar with. There's no expectation that anybody needs to do that. We have just a few prayers that we do, and I'll lead you through where to find those and how that works. That's all I can think of. Glad you all are here. Thanks. Okay, in the prayer book on page 150, we'll be reciting the mantra for Shakyamuni Buddha. And if you are using one of the white prayer books, I think it's on the first or second page, we'll recite this mantra three times. Page 34 in the prayer book, or the next prayer down in the white prayer book, we'll do the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. And then if you turn the page in the prayer book, we'll do the chanting version in Tibetan. Sam Chen Tam Che De Chenrezig's mantra 8 times and Green Tara's mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum.
Om Mani Padme Hum. So the children are free to go to your classes.
Are you cold? A little bit? No? Okay. So we begin with short meditations. Okay, short meditation. No? It's okay, Thomas, it's okay. I think people are cold. You don't have this one, so I have this rope. So this is summer, winter, spring. Summer, winter, spring, fall. It's only one, no change. So when you get cold, it serves like blankets. Yeah. When you're in the sun, you just go like this. No hat. So, yeah, I'll begin with the short meditations. So, when we meditate, so first please let me say a few words, okay, before we meditate. What kind of mindset we should have, you know, what kind of mindset we should meditate. When we meditate, what kind of mindset we should have, you know, so that's important. So, motivation or intentions, you know, intention, positive. What does it mean? It means some positive thinking, or that's how you meditate, you know. With negative mindset, if your mind is like disturbed, we cannot meditate, but we can sit. We can sit like this, there's no problem, you can sit. But you know, you can't meditate, you cannot meditate. That's very important, you know, for all my friends here, you know, you sacrifice your sleep, then you come here. So then I feel like moral responsibility to explain. Then after this, it's up to you. So meditation must begin with neutral mind state or positive mind state, not with disturbing mind state. You cannot meditate. Why? Because purpose of meditation is to reduce disturbing thoughts. That's why. Purpose. It's not just as some kind of fashion. Fashion, what is it? Fashion? Fashion. It's not fashion, and it's not fashion. There's nothing fashion about. No, so gomtob nyumochuma, gomtob nyumochuma, the power of meditation, or maybe the purpose of meditation is to minimize or subdue disturbing thought. Because of mind, you know, some people enjoy so much, you know, so they generate so much happiness, and because of mind, and some people, you know, go through so many difficulties. No, it's all about mind. It's all about mind. So meditation is to, you know, to how to generate, you know, positive thought and how to subdue disturbing thought. Disturbing thought, and that's the mental suffering, mental difficulties. So therefore, meditation must begin with a neutral mind state, or the best, the positive mind state. So now, if you discover your mind is kind of disturbed, you know, so from something from yesterday, or maybe something when you're coming down here, something happens. So what we should do, not just you, what we should do if we discover our mind has been disturbed, what we should do breathing meditation. We should begin with the breathing meditation, okay? So you breathe forcefully, like that, forcefully. Of course, you need to clean your nose first. So we breathe forcefully. So then just imagine that your disturbing thought comes out, okay? Visualization is important. Visualization is important because estimate the power of mind, what mind can do, you can estimate. Just visualize, exhale forcefully, just take some time, imagine that your disturbing thought comes out of your systems, then goes out of the house, then goes out of the universe and disappears. So then count your breath. Exhale, inhale, one. Exhale, inhale, two, then you count each time, when you inhale, count. Maybe count seven times. See if your mind becomes kind of neutral. If not, count seven more times. So, then if you do this breathing meditation well, it should neutralize your mind. So then from there, it's easy to generate positive thoughts. It's easy to generate positive thought out of neutral state rather than disturbing state. No, so that's why. So then you, after that, if you feel like, okay, my mind is now kind of like settled down, so then just think something positive, something good. That's the only way we can minimize or subdue disturbing thought, you know. So, okay, so then we'll begin now. If you discover your mind has been disturbed, so you can begin with the breathing meditations. If your mind is already in neutral state, or some of your mind is kind of like, you know, happy or good, then think something positive, you know. Think something positive, okay, something positive. You can think about precious human life. You can think about, you know, altruistic attitude, bodhicitta. You can meditate on bodhicitta. All of that, okay, or maybe next few minutes. Or Thank you very much. So sorry to disturb your blissful meditations. So no bells, I guess. No. Sorry, no bells gone. So. So the there are a number of meditation first. A lot of you probably know, I said this probably more than 1,000 times, so so no, this is just sitting. That's when you meditate, that's how you sit. You know, that's also as there will be like 7 sitting positions. There are 7 sitting positions that you learn before you meditate. You know, there are 7 sitting positions you learn before you meditate. That's just called sitting position. It's not meditation. It's just sitting position. So. So please read Lam Rim. That's called book called Lam Rim. That's been explained quite detailed in Lam Rim book, so you can read and maybe talk to some of the students here, so friends here, they know. So it'll take, you know, if I explain one by one, probably text, then it'll, you know, there's not much, there's limited amount of time. So then after they're learning 7 sitting positions, you're learning that, then after that you can do review meditations. So if you have something to review, so that requires some kind of materials to review. very beneficial. So then while you are reviewing the materials by your heart, now your mind is thinking that information inside the materials, so that my your mind's occupied with that. So that's good, you know. So review meditation, then analytical meditations, then you choose one specific topic, then you analyze. So just example, you know, we do analyze. We like say analyze means thing one choose, like why this life is so precious. In Buddhism it says this life is called precious human life. What is precious about this life, you know? So then, you know, then you can that like the you can choose certain topic. Just example, like precious human life. So meaningful, so difficult to find. So difficult to find. So meaningful. Tenche niyaka. Tenche. So meaningful. This is not like meaningless. My life has no meaning. I'm this, I'm that, and I'm not good, and that is. That's not what we should not think. We should not think. That's like negative thinking. That's not how life improves. That's not how mind improves. You know, thinking something negative. We must sake of your own happiness and sake of your health. We must think something positive. But this life is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. Therefore, I must take. Essence out of this precious human life. So I make sure this precious human life doesn't just slip through you by your hand doing nothing. This is so precious. So that's just an example. You can choose that topic, then you can analyze, then you can brainstorm why it's so precious. So that's just an example, analytical meditation, so the review meditation. Then single-pointed meditations. You just choose one object, you concentrate. Then it will make your mind it will make your mind balance, means calm, peaceful. It relaxes your mind, it relaxes your thought, it balances your thought. Once you balance your thought, then every thought that comes with energy, that energy is going to be balanced, well balanced. Lesurwa, it's called sim, lusim lesurwa, lu, body. Physical happiness is not just body, it's like eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, this all the happiness that comes from that is considered as a physical happiness, it's not mental happiness. Gonga Shiva, Gonga means like five senses. Happiness that related to the five senses is considered as physical happiness, it's not mental happiness. Mental happiness is like thinking something deep, you know. That's like six consciousness. Ear, eye, nose, tongue, one, two, three, four.
Touch.
That's five. That's called five senses. Happiness or pleasure or happiness generated by their seeing something beautiful, smelling, or like smelling like a hot chocolate chip cookie from home. Not just chocolate chip cookies, just warm one. So warm one, fresh. Just when you touch, it's kind of warm. Smelling that, and kind of like, wow, smells so good. Like that kind of happiness, you know. Oh, sounds so nice, you know. It's like, sounds so nice, you know? Smells so good. Oh, it feels so good, it feels so good. Oh, it tastes so good, you know, it tastes so good. Oh, it's wonderful to see all of that, whether you call pleasure or happiness. These are considered as physical happiness, it's not mental happiness. See? So then, you know, there's like single-pointed meditation is nothing to do with your eye or ear or five senses. This is the mind. You know? You choose one object, then you concentrate. When you concentrate, so then, you know, sometimes people say, "Oh, Gisela, like when I'm painting now, this I feel so great." Why? Because now you concentrate. It's not just spacing out, you know, you can't space out, just paint. No, you concentrate. So people climbing rock. So, and sometimes people say, okay, it's kind of meditation. So it's like related to single-pointed meditation. You really concentrate. When you concentrate, it makes your mind calm, peaceful. You don't have to climb a rocky mountain. That's review meditation, analytical meditation, single-pointed meditation. So then like there's like something like that. There's no like three or four of them. I don't remember the last one. So there's different types of meditation you can do. All of that designed to subdue our disturbing thought. I think once in a while it's very good to think, oh, I am happy because this and this, there's many reasons. It's not good to always think, oh, I'm not happy because I don't have that. Yeah, there are so many things I don't have. I wish I could speak fluent English like you. That's just wish, you know. There are so many things I don't have. So once in a while, it's important, it's not once in a while, no, like daily basis, it's important to think, like, oh, I am happy because of this and that, you know. I can see, I can hear, I can smell, I can walk, you know. There are people that are working so hard, you know, investing so much money just to see. Running everywhere, you know, like east, west, north, south, all the hospitals running, they are here, just to hear, just to see. when the person is able to see this, like, wow, like whole family, and the person itself is like something, you know, like a lot of joy. For us, there's no joy at all, no joy. Some people thinking of a precious human life, they get so much joy. For us, there's zero, there's no joy. We don't. That means we don't understand precious human life. We think we understand, but we don't understand. Why? Because there's head, heart, there's gap. You can put queen size bed there. Not just bed, queen size bed. Not just bed, queen size bed. Or king size. Which is it?
King bed.
Yeah, bigger king size. That's why, you know, there's no, like, as I sometimes jokingly say, there's no, like, USB port. You know. So that's why, you know, sometimes, oh, I think I understand Dharma, but maybe I don't understand Dharma. And I think I understand precious human life, but I don't. That means we, sometimes we don't know. We think we know, but we don't know. So, then, you know, meditating on precious human life, every day when you wake up, you think about, oh, this life is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find, you know. But this life is like boat, according to this book. Chandra Deva's books, fully capable, if you sail, fully capable to cross oceans of, you know, complications. What we call, from the technical terms, like from the Buddhism, is samsara. It's filled with the complications. This boat, this is like boat, is fully capable to cross if you sail. Chandra Deva says, better to sail now. Don't just think, oh, I will get this boat, I'll find another boat. You may not find another boat. To the chini nye ka ves, mongi tisu nye malo so. Chandra Deva says, sail now, don't sleep. Wake up, sail now. Don't think that you are going to find another boat. Don't think like that. No, you already have boat. Now don't just sleep. Wake up and sail. Sail? So, it's so important, you know, so there's so much we can say, there's so much we can learn. All these books, there's like almost like 400 volumes of books been taught by Shakyamuni Buddha and the commentaries, there's so much been said. But it all comes down on what we think, how we think. This is all designed to help us remove disturbing thought, generate positive thought. That's all. That's all. It's not just, this is all not about how to become Buddhist. It's not about that. There's only a tiny part, you know. There's some rituals to initiate it, to become some Buddhist. The rest is how to guard our mind. How to guard our mind. So look, I'm done. So, and I sometimes say, no, I remember now, I haven't said that long time ago. You know, there's like, what, I don't remember the name. There's like one, it's not butter.
I believe it's not butter.
I can't believe it's not butter. But that's not butter. It's not butter. But I can't believe it's not butter because it tastes like butter. One day you say, I can't believe this is not precious. It's not precious, no? Because it is precious, no? Before it seems like it's not precious. This is just, you know, I don't like myself. I don't know why I'm here, so I don't look good, you know. I'm a bad person. That's what we should not think. We should not think like that. We should think something positive. And I didn't just make this up, it's been said thousands of years ago. I didn't just make this up last night. Oh, what I'm going to say tomorrow, maybe I should make up something that makes people happy. No. It's already said. It's been said here. This book is written in 8th centuries, around 8th centuries. We live in 21st century, many centuries ago. Think something positive, you know, think something positive. Oh, I am happy because I can see, you know, I have enough to eat, I don't have to worry what I'm going to eat tomorrow. Oh, I don't need to worry if there's somebody going to bomb on my house. I can see, I can say things, you know, and freely, I have freedoms to say things. So there are many, many reasons you can think why I'm happy, why I'm happy. Same time, there are many, many reasons you can be make your life miserable. To think why I'm not happy, I don't have this, you know. I like straight hair, but I have curly hair. And some people say, oh, I like curly hair, I have straight hair, I like curly hair, curly?
No.
Curly hair, so I don't have curly hair, no, like. So when I was a young boy, I used to, like, you know, in India, the man has a lot of hair. So I very much like to have some hair, you know, here, there. I like cut and look every week, I look at how many hair grows. So now I have hair, so it doesn't do any good. Doesn't do any good, I have hair here, some hair there. And when I was like 13, 14, I really want to have some hair here, you know. So now, change doesn't like just something we want, we want to have something. And then, and then like moustache, you know, so like all of that. So always thinking of something you don't have, we don't think about what we have. So the bottom line is, you know, think something positive. So that's why meditation is all about. That's why meditation begins with a positive thought or neutral thought. Because the power or purpose of meditation is to subdue disturbing thoughts, subdue disturbing thought, okay? To guard our mind. So it's important. Yes, we all can do, you can do, I can do, you can think something good. Sake of your own happiness, far more important thing than thinking about becoming Christian, becoming Buddhist, becoming this, becoming that. Far more important, just think how to think something positive. That's much more important than anything else, and think something positive. That's why bodhicitta, you know, bodhicitta, altruistic attitude. Once you're able to generate that altruistic attitude of bodhicitta, you will never feel lonely, So there's another example that I used to use, like, you can live alone without being alone. So that's the advertisement. You remember? Because they advertise the life alert, small device you wear, and they say you can live alone. It took me a long time to memorize that. you can live alone without being alone. What is that? That's not the life alert, that's bodhicitta. That's not just life alert, that's bodhicitta. So once you manage to meditate on bodhicitta, you won't feel lonely, because you are deeply connected to all beings, sentient beings. Then the Rishita Lama Sabha says, oh, nobody loves me, my dog, my pet doesn't love me, my pet loves to my friend more than I do, loves me, nobody loves me, or like, oh, this not true. People who meditate on bodhicitta, they care about, you know, like all the Buddhas and Buddhas, for Buddhist case, all the Buddhas and Buddhists, so day and night, they think about your happiness. If you believe in Christianity, that's God, that, you know, cares about all living beings. That's like infinitive love. Infinitive love means, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, like, you know, we create our own idea, you know, you're not going to love me because I do this and that. That's your own idea. You don't understand the meaning of infinitive love. You don't understand that. So we have been, all of us, not just me and you, all of us, all living beings been loved, or deeply cared by so many wonderful practitioners, or like highly realized beings all the time. And how you know that? You will know if you walk, if you meditate on bodhicitta, you know, you will feel, and you know how you feel connected to all living beings. So bodhicitta is like horse. It's like horse. If you manage to ride that horse, it's important to think about to ride that horse. Once you ride that horse, this horse will bring you to happiness. Chanju sem je tashu nen denen de wanda wala. Chanju sem bodhichitta. Ta means ta, horse. Shem is right. Chanju sem je tashu nen denen de wanda wala. That horse will bring you to happiness. Chanju sem je teve chonga, okay, the one line is missing before that. Teve chonga kunseve, chonga kun cho means no sadness. Ngal means difficulties. Chonga, cho means sadness. Could include depression too. Cho, nga means no difficulties, problems. Tere chonga kunseve, it will eliminate all the sadness, all the depressions, all the difficulties. Tere chonga kunseve, that horse will eliminate all of that. Therefore, ride that horse. This horse will bring to happiness. If someone out there has mind, why you don't write? Seriously, why you don't write or why you get discouraged to ride that horse? Who said Shantideva said when? Around 8th century. Shantideva said that here, at the chapter number 1. Pewe chonga kusen ve chanju semje tashun. Then in the wonder wala semye sushi juluchu so. Semye sushi. Those who have mind, why you get discouraged to ride that horse, or why you don't ride that horse? He was wondering why we don't ride horse. It's not like we don't ride any horse. We do ride horse, but not very helpful one. No. My way, highway, we ride that horse. We ride that horse very well. So maybe now it's time to change the horse. Because we've been riding this horse, according to Buddhism, since from the beginning this time. What's the result? Same. Not much progress. Still a lot of problems. We've been riding this horse, according to Buddhism, since from the beginning this time. So, according to this life, since from a young child, we are riding on this horse. Don't get one piece of candy, we cry, we fall through ourselves on the ground, cry, well, dead, we've been riding the horse. We ride the horse, not just ride. Can I say well? Well, I'm not just riding. In my case, I went to the monastery when I was 7 years old, not because, I want to get enlightened, or I want to generate bodhicitta, or I want to meditate. No, because I'm just riding the wrong horse. So that the horse say, okay, get out of a small town, just, very, very countryside, only like a few hundred families there, live, there's nothing, there's animals, people, that's all, mountain, trees, animal, people, that's all. So then I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to able to ride a train, buses, maybe your life will be full of happiness. So then you go there for that reason. That's how I ended up my life in the monastery. Chasing desire. So when I get there, that's like a couple thousand miles journey. When I get there, I want to go back. Next day, I want to go back. Too late. I did all my best. I threw myself on the ground. Doesn't help. Too expensive to go back. Too soon. Just next day. No money. And I'm just 7. I don't know how to travel. So that's how I stuck. Not out of renunciation. Not out of positive intentions. I did ride horse. I did ride train. I did ride buses. That's not happiness. That's the happiness, But that's not happiness. It's just temporary relief from something. Then after that, it's gone. So anyway, back to the meditation. So therefore, some people are able to generate looking at those holy paintings. It helps them to think something positive. Then it's worth having. Is it worth it to have them? Otherwise, it's just painting. Why? It isn't just painting. some people, it helps them to think something positive, then it's worth it to help them. Mm-hmm. Then it's worth it to have altar, you know. Otherwise, this is not Buddhist, this is not Buddhist philosophy, this is just, you know, part of the Buddhist practice, you know. If it doesn't help your mind, then it's, then, you know, there's not much meaning, you know? There's not much meaning. So, therefore, there's all different kind of ways to generate positive thought. Oh, meditation, saying prayer, and doing this and that, you know. If all this becomes the condition for you to think something positive, then it's worth it. It's worth it. So maybe next, maybe today is not, last Sunday there's no time for discussion, so easy to say, you know, so easy to say, you can say the same thing that what I said, no, I'm not saying something very special. No, that somebody has to say, in this case I'm the one who's saying it. But not easy to do, not easy to do. So therefore some kind of guidelines or some kind of instructions is necessary. Or you can come up with your own instructions. Oh, that's what I'm going to think, something positive. When I wake up, I'm going to think this and I'm going to think that. I'm going to think this, I'm going to think that, you know. So when I see somebody's like kind of like unhappy, very miserable, acting very like very annoying, oh, I'm going to think this, I'm going to think like that, I'm going to think like that. That's how I'm going to handle. Oh. If somebody's being very annoying, what we do, normally what we do. And like, now we wonder why we are not enlightened. What we do, if somebody's acting very annoying, somebody's annoying you, what we do? Do we talk about patience? Yeah, we do talk about patience. So then, when you practice patience, when we practice patience, not like when you're enjoying cheesecake or chocolate chip cookie, you don't need patience. Why you need patience? There's nothing to be patient. So. If somebody's really annoying you, there's opportunities, you know. Rajin yembe simjen nam didu tabe ne tongse, rinjete nam deva neva vachin, according to the 8 verses, 4 transformations. Whenever you encounter this, you know, difficult beings around you, that teaching suggests to see, oh, this is precious moment. I found precious jewel. That's what we think. No, we don't think like that. We don't have to, doesn't have to be annoying somebody, annoying, necessarily annoying you, you know, when you go to Costco. Well, I'm going to go probably weekday, I'm going probably to avoid, you know, long line. So you go to the Monday, you go to Costco with that kind of expectation, and there's full of people. Then you wonder why there are so many people. Yourself doesn't count. It's okay, you be there, that's no problem. That's okay, you can go there, but other people should not be there, you know, they should go to work. You know? Like that, you know, don't they have work? All kind of, like, not like, wow, wonderful, you know, all these people have money to spend, they all have money to buy things, that's very good. We don't think like that. In the weekend you drive, you know, expecting, oh, there will be less people, there's like more people than weekday. Then you are wondering why all everybody's on the road. No, you are there, it doesn't count. That's fine, you are there, that's no problem. Other people should not be there, should not be at home and sleep. See, that's the reality, that's the reality. Then you see the long line, and there's nothing wrong to look at the short line, but there's nothing wrong. It's not positive, it's not negative, just to get out quickly. When there's something, there's no choice, there's every, you know, like, the shopping cart is kind of gigantic, you know? And everybody's filled their shopping cart, that's why they're, you know, so you can't just get annoyed because you don't see your shopping cart also full. But you are looking at other people's shopping cart, well, how much they are buying. You know, they're all, why they are buying this much, you know, so then you are full, then you don't see that. you know, say, oh wow, this is a good opportunity to practice prayer. There's so long, long line. I'll sit there and maybe say a few mantras and think something positive. No, we don't think like that. So that's according to the 8 verses, thought transformations, the teachings. Whenever you encounter some difficulties, there's opportunity to practice patience. You can gain. Then when you practice patience, we can talk about patience, we can talk about loving kindness, we can talk about compassion. When you see some beings going through some difficulties, you get annoyed. And then you'll never get opportunity to generate compassion. You never get opportunity to generate compassion. So this all comes down, meditation is all about how to guard our mind, how to guard our mind. That's very important. Whether you are Buddhist, not Buddhist, you have mind. We all have mind. Whether you are believer, not believer, we all have mind. And we don't think all the time positive. There's a common problem. It's not just problem for people who are believers. There's no problem for people who don't believe in anything. Everybody, so much is going on, Every, it's like popcorn. When you put a microwave, pop. It's not just one pop. Then after 5 minutes, like pop. It's not like this. It's like just simultaneously. It's like that, you know, thinking all kind of things. Out of that, how many of them are positive? So, then if you act on everything that pops like popcorn, life is not going to be happy. So we need to sit back, think carefully, choose the thought, you know, then act that benefits you, that benefits others. So that's all like mindfulness, single-pointed meditation, mindfulness all helps, all help. You can be mindful, you can do, I can do, there's no difference. Same. So it's all meditation, and all, not just meditation, everything, learning, meditation, discussing, reading, or reviewing, all of this to how to guard our mind, one point, how to guard our mind. If you learn how to do that, you don't need any other those complicated practice. That's the only thing that you need. Who said? Shantideva said. I did not make it up. Samsung, Tushu Mangu, Matoba, Tushu Mangu, Tushu means activity, all kinds of activity. You don't need so many different types of activity. You only need one that helps you to guard your mind. That's all you need. So then maybe like now maybe time to have some discussions, maybe divide the group, then please share your experience. Then also discuss about what's the benefit of riding that horse. Horse. Bodhicitta. Beneficial mind. Breathing because of welfare of all other beings. That's why I'm breathing. I'm eating because of benefit of others. Everything done from altruistic attitude, you know, breathing. then it's become like you can live alone without being alone. That's very, very true. There should be the advertisement for bodhicitta, not for life alert. Probably. Next time when you ever want to advertise bodhicitta, that's how you advertise. So then, you know, health is going to be, you know, less blood, like low blood pressure, like, you know, and just happy life, you know. So while you are alive, you are happy, because you are thinking something good, you know, thinking something positive. Beneficial mind, pendasamba, beneficial mind is so important, beneficial mind, pendasamba. If you ride that horse, same like Bodhicitta is a bigger one, Pandasamba, that's the horse we need to ride, beneficial mind. You will have more friends, more people like to be around you, you know, you are very caring, very loving, very kind. Everybody wants to be loved, everybody wants to be cared. Nobody wants to be, you know, like, if you like boss around, if you just say mean things, harsh words, nobody like to hear. Everybody like to hear some pleasant sound. Everybody like to smell something good. So when she was, you must get angry. Only different word. What your bottom line, what you're saying, is you are saying, oh, be miserable. That's what you're saying. Be miserable. That's exactly what you're saying. Be, get angry. Get jealous. Bottom line, you are saying, didn't say the word, but bottom line, you are saying, be miserable. Yeah, you will be miserable. If you get angry, you will be miserable. There will be no happiness at all. There will be zero. There will be zero happiness. Doesn't matter how much you know about Buddhism, doesn't count. If you're a professor, you teach like religion at the, on the college, doesn't matter. Once you get angry, you have zero happiness. You have no happiness. See, that's why. You know, get angry, get jealous, get like rude, all of that. Basically saying, be miserable. You like to hear, do you like to hear somebody say, you be miserable? That word doesn't sound good. That's exactly what I was saying. So anyway, so I'll stop here, my Mickey Mouse, blah blah. So last Friday we have no discussion time, so please, you know, maybe divide the group, then you share your experience, then like, how? Like, maybe it's good to have list. Oh, that's what I'm going to think, something positive. That's how I'm going to get to the beneficial mind, generate beneficial mind. First I think like this, first I think my life is so precious. Same time, every life is so precious. Doesn't matter what they believe, what they do, what they eat. It's just precious. Huh? Whenever you look at, we don't have to look. When you look at with loving kindness, compassion, sincere honesty. Why? You gain so much. It doesn't matter. It's like, you'll gain only something good things when you look as a Christian. No, that's not true. Oh, you only gain something good if you look at the Buddhist. Not true. Everybody is precious. Every life is precious. Believer, not believer, every life is precious. Huh? Every life has feeling. Every life has feeling, not just, I have feeling, not true. Everybody likes to be loved, to be cared. Everybody likes to hear something good. Huh? So, we are all human. Bottom line, we are all human. We all have feelings. Physically, mentally, we are all same. If we think something positive to each other, when we see, when we interact, that's the good, that's the best thing. That's the best thing. Or if you look at, you're Buddhist, I'm Christian, you're Islam, I'm believer, I'm not believer. What's the benefit? That's no benefit. What's the benefit? Not everybody will become Buddhist, that's the reality. Not everybody will become Christian, that's reality. Not everybody will become believer, that's reality. Why you put so much energy there? What does it matter? Each one of us, our actions matters. If you say something positive, it matters. If you think something positive, it matters. It matters now, it matters when you die. If something goes on after this life, only thing that matters, if you have something to positive, if you said positive, if you think positive, if you do something positive, that's the only thing you can take. Other than that, this body becomes nothing. It's even this body becomes useless. So, warm heart, altruistic attitude, willingness to help, loving kindness, compassion, all of this good. Good for your pet. If you're a pet, they enjoy. As I said many times, I bound with my Omanisa, Ninja. I have one cat called Ninja. I named Compassion. Kind of chubby round. We become so close. She has no clue that I'm a Buddhist monk. I say a prayer, she has no clue. Only through we feelings, cares, we bound. Even animal people, they have no religions. Animal doesn't have religions. Do they have religions? I don't think they have religions. So, so are some of them are kind? Are they kind? So no need. Religion is just there to help you to develop those qualities. So that's why, you know, like, if you manage to think something positive, you don't need religion. Why you need religion? No need religion. So see, that thing about bound between animal and people. That's based on what? Is it based on Buddhism? No. It's not based on religion, it's based on affections. Care, loving kindness, compassion, is based on that. If you can do that with animals, why we can do that with people? When we see animals, do we ever ask them, like, are you Buddhist or Christian? We don't ask them. When you go to rescue animal shelter, do you ask them, are you Christian or Buddhist? Even though you ask, they have no clue. As a human, His Holiness always says, we are human. You are one of them. Out of seven being a human being, you are one of them. You are human. Everybody has feeling. Everybody has been loved, like to be loved, like to be cared. Human. Basic human qualities, loving kindness, compassion. These are the things we need to develop. Everybody can benefit. Everybody can benefit. No judgmental thought. Everybody look at everybody. Oh, so precious. Something wonderful. You get immense benefit, they get benefit, then everybody gets along. So these things will guarantee world peace, community peace, universal peace. You can be Buddhist, at the same time you can be very mean. Or you can be Christian, you can, at the same time you can be very mean. You can be atheist, you can be so nice and so kind. Inner quality, mental quality, loving kindness, compassion, kindness, that's all. Now see, early hippies, I call them venerable hippies. They are venerable hippies. They are the ones who brought Eastern philosophy to the West. So then maybe they brought something else. Something else that I never experienced in the East. It's not a part of the philosophy. That's not a part of the philosophy. It's in the Eastern philosophy. They found somewhere else, they found somewhere there. That's not a part of Eastern philosophy, because it's the best part of Eastern philosophy, then I should have experience. But I never experienced. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I never experienced that, so that's not part of it. So anyway, so you know, those people, so when I was like 9, 10, 12, back in the monastery, you see, you know, some hippies from United States, California, and you see some of them from New Zealand. Just, you know, they are so relaxed, so peaceful people. They are like, you don't have this like feelings that this person could do something. They are so, how do you say, laid back, so relaxed, you know, playing the long hair, and playing guitar. So the young ones, they like to hang out. Little ones, they just don't go there. So they are peaceful people. You know, they embrace peace. They embrace peace. So that's, you know, that is good. So that's, you know, wonderful things. That's wonderful things. You know, it's like, yeah, it's all about live peacefully, side by side. Doesn't interfere what you eat, what you do, what you wear. What's the matter? So what's the matter is like peaceful community, that's what's the matter. So then nobody will hurt nobody, because everybody has loving kindness, compassion. No? So now I'm really going to stop my making more loving. Yeah, so we share your group. Yeah, thank you.
So if people could wrap up and come back to the general group, please. If people could please wrap up and come back to the general group. As usual, seems like a lot of great discussion. So one of the things I think that's really helpful is then when we share whatever the precious nuggets from our individual groups are with the larger group, is there anybody who has something they'd like to share that their group talked about? Just need somebody to kick it off. It always rolls after that.
Excuse me. I had mentioned that it doesn't really take a lot. You can do small things and that just push good out. Like this morning coming in, I felt like I was stuck in a rut and wanted to put some positivity out there and just brought coffee for the person behind me in line, and like little things like that make a big difference.
I know there was a long period of my life that I was really bitter, had kind of a rougher upbringing, the way my upbringing was, but I got a chance to have like a transforming experience in my life and led my life to a more positive way. And but I still had that bitter feeling, and then I had to think about that transformation and say, you know, well, you have the chance. You know, some people have that bitter life, and that's how it goes from day one all through life. And I had a chance to have a transformation and have a more positive life. And then through that, seeing that, you know, I do have a chance, it actually, I was able to look back on that rougher upbringing and say, find goodness in it as well.
We had made a good point about leading through example. Like you were talking about riding the horse of bodhicitta. Somebody here had said that, you know, when you ride the horse, you want everybody else to get up and ride on the horse with you, but that's no good if they don't want to. You know, you can't control other people around you. You can only control your own actions. And, you know, again, you have to start with yourself and then hope that others might see the example. And if it's something they want to do, then so be it. And if not, then oh well, you know.
Yeah, in our group we talked about, well, I sort of like started it off with, because what Geshe was saying was like the same thing that Rinpoche was saying at the retreat about bodhicitta, right? But when you practice bodhicitta, when you practice compassion and kindness, you never feel alone, right? There's, you know, there's always people who want to be around you, you know. Also, there's, you know, I've always felt too, since I've been practicing, trying to practice this, that spiritually, right? I really feel like enlightened beings are around me all the time. I spend a lot of time alone. I'm retired now. My wife is still working, so I spend a lot of time just me and my dog, and she doesn't say much, right? You know, so it's like, but I never ever feel alone. I always feel like I'm surrounded, and I know that it comes directly from living my life and thinking this way. Constantly thinking this way all the time. And so about riding the horse, you know, it's very important to know what horse you're riding. The horse that I rode before, I wanted to have people around me, but because it was the wrong horse, right, I wasn't getting what I wanted, which was really frustrating, right? Riding the horse of Bodhicitta, I'm getting what I want now, right? Which is not to be lonely, right? And so I find that it's a transformative process. It's not just a matter of just doing, right? But also, it's a matter of thinking. And then based on that thinking, then we are able, then we do, right? And then it's authentic, and then it's real, and people know it, and they'll be drawn to that. So that's what I want to say.
Anybody else?
Yeah, what she said is right, because you know, you can't change other people's mind. It's so difficult. Changing one's own mind is difficult enough. So so they try to change other people's mind. So, but you know, if you practice sincerely, genuinely, if you embrace altruistic attitude, bodhicitta, there will be ripple of positive impact on people. You don't need to say anything. People feel. Even animal and the people feel, you know. So one thing is important, you know. Because there are so many different types of mindset out there, so many different types, we have no clue. So many different types of mindset, mental inclinations. You know. Sinjim, Mivanasopa, you know, Sinjim is sentient beings, you know. Mivanasopa, so many different types of mental inclinations, different types of desires, different types of interests. Therefore, you cannot please each one of them. So thinking to, oh, I will please every one of them, practically, probably that's not going to happen, sorry to say. Even though you get enlightened, even though you liberate yourself for good, all the disturbing thoughts, you finally liberate yourself from all the disturbing thoughts. Now you are free from all the disturbing thoughts. Even then, you can please each and every one people. Why? Because there are so many different mental inclinations, different way of thinking, different interests. Therefore, even the victor one, enlightened one, cannot please all of them. How in the world that you are here, you are thinking that you are going to do that? That's probably not going to happen. Therefore, just let it go. Just let that thought go. Just let it go. So, and you know, people see like, in this retreat, many people, they approach me, they say, oh, Wanda Gisela, this is the one of the best retreats that I ever attended. People are so nice. Yeah. Here we get together, that's why we talk. We don't talk about, oh, like, how many people I can convert to Buddhism today. Maybe I'll look around. Or maybe that person looks like kind of like, how is it? Fragile. Maybe I'll aim one of that person maybe to convert. No. 7 years, we are not doing that at all. At all, we are not doing that. What we're doing, we are going to get together here. We talk about loving kindness, compassion, bodhicitta. That's all we talk. Then someone wants to become Buddhist. I just, you know, on the basis of their request, then I perform rituals. Based on their request. So that's why, you know, here, last 17 years, that's what we talk about. We talk about loving kindness, compassion, precious human life, think something positive. The retreat, the people from all over the world, from Asia, Europe, all over the world, they feel all the organizers so nice. This is the result of our collective effort here, last 70 years. We get together here. That's the result. It's not just me. It's the result of collective effort from the people from here, center. That's what we talk. That's what we talk. So people feel there, you know. So, and you know, nice to hear that, you know, kind of like sometimes nice to hear something good. Not just that, you know, so I let group of my friends, we went to Nepal, not to like do prayers and like, you know, different holy sites, we just go visit different holy sites, prayer. No, we didn't do that. What we did, we hike. So probably that's, you know, kind of unusual for Gishi to hike with. So, so anyway, so we hike. So we had, you know, like porters and we have guides, all of that. And coming down, we got stuck in the middle of the small town. There's one small airplane, the airport. We stuck there. So, yeah, you can even like from here to there, you can see it's like so much fog, foggy. Usually, tourists, they go out of their mind. You know, so they think, okay, the guide is the one who's making the messing of the weather. Poor guy has no control over the weather. So that's how they act like, you know. So then the guide told me that he made this, he deal with this, you know, all the time, all his life. He's like the true guide, you know. He said, this is the nicest group I ever, you know, like met. So then I said, no, these people are not going to get upset, you don't worry. So then I, later on, I'm quite not sure, so maybe I probably said this quite early, a little bit earlier. Maybe I hope one of them get upset, so. So there's a result, you know. Everybody's calm, nobody's going out of their mind, you know, so there's the weather. So then, he said that, you know, there's the nicest group of people I ever met. And like, that's probably one day, 2 days, almost 3 days we got stuck there, 3 days. So there's a result, so happy about that, no happy, you know, so. So, and anyway, so the credit go to each one of us, you know, every one of us here, you know. So whenever you come here, so your present matter, it blesses, you know, so many different collective consciousness, we create these beautiful energies. People feel comfortable, nobody else, you know. We all talk about loving kindness, compassion, beneficial mind. Tell us about beneficial mind. That's all we talk about, beneficial mind. So, and all the discussion and all of that. So, then I shared my information, what I learned from Buddhism, then I shared that with you. So then you share your experience. Then, you know, we are Dharma friends. So we share our experience, you know. You taught me so much. I hope you get some benefit here, there, you know, from my, like, blah, blah. So anyway, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we'll do the dedication prayer from Master Shantideva in the gold prayer book. It's on page 246, and I think it's on the back of the first page in the white prayer book. Mm-hmm. Page 246. May all beings everywhere, plagued by suffering, the body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And if you turn back one page, we'll do the long life prayers, starting with the one for His Holiness. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And then on the next page, the prayer for Gyume Khyentse Rinpoche. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void. Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then the prayer for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhima's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And then seven green Tara mantras. Om tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om 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 tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Just a quick announcement. We have two foundational classes in Buddhism starting this week. Discovering Buddhism starts tomorrow night. This is a 2-year course of study that examines 13 topics in Buddhism in some depth. There's karma, death and rebirth, samsara and nirvana. It starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock with Mind and Its Potential, and Robbie Watkins is leading that class. And then on Tuesday, there's another class called Buddhism in a Nutshell, and this is a broad overview that takes place over 5 weeks. And if you're very new, this will give you a good overview. And if you're very ambitious, you can take both. That's it. Thank you. Did you have? Oh, and there's also a Guru Puja this afternoon at 5 o'clock if anybody's interested in attending. And if you're doing water bowls, we only need to empty the central water bowls. Thank
you. Good morning. I'm filling in for Kim Lilly today, so I'm just going to be doing the new member orientation about 12:15 in the back. If anybody wants to join, I'll come in eventually. I just wanted to let you know that there's not a lot of bling you get with being a member here. In fact, there's none. You can check some books out in the library. But we want to, it's more about what we can do for you. So we just want to let you know that it's a little bit different twist here. So when you become a member, it's about what we can do to support you in your practice. So if you'd like to find out about that, the newcomer orientation, is that next week?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just like, I don't really know what's involved in that, but it's like a I don't remember from
overview.
And this one, I haven't read what I'm going to read to you, script. So it's probably going to go deeper and invite you if you want to become a member. So that's all that's happening today.